Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to into the show. Second and last half hour of hour number three here on this Wednesday, January 29, 25 edition. Finishing up this Epoch Times story about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearings, which starts today. Mike Pence, his Advancing American Freedom PAC advocacy group, outspoken against Kennedy's nomination. Earlier in January this month, his organization sent a letter to the senators asking them to vote against confirmation of Kennedy. Well, it's kind of interesting because during all of his meetings with the Republican senators this past month, Kennedy said he is going to totally support Donald Trump's agenda. Last month, December 17th, after a meeting with Senator Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, who wrote on his ex Twitter account, "Robert F. Kennedy Jr. committed to me to reinstate President Trump's pro-life policies at the Department of Health and Human Services. This includes reinstating the Mexico City policy and ending taxpayer funding for abortions domestically." Basically, saying that he is going to support Donald Trump's pro-life positions if he is in fact confirmed to be the Secretary of HHS. Folks, that's totally contradictory to what Mike Pence came out with. Of course it is. Pence is still upset that many of us Republicans don't want to have anything to do with him anymore since January 6th of 2021. His handling of the Electoral College, not sending the elections back to the states for their independent investigations, and just ramming it through, stabbing Trump in the back, stabbing, I believe, the American people in the back, and totally screwing this country for 4 years under the absolute fraudulent president Biden that sat in the Oval Office for 4 years. Biden was not my president and will never be considered a president in my book. It was a stolen election. It was fraud perpetrated on the American people to the extent that we have never seen in American history before. And I thank God the American people finally woke up and put him back in office. And now all of these reforms and bureaucratic agencies and departments and all the things that he's doing. Folks, he's done this, all of this, since last Monday. 1 week and 2 days. Today, Wednesday, we're not even at lunchtime noon yet. These confirmation hearings, everybody, Kristi Noem, the governor, South Dakota, she was on an ICE raid at 6 o'clock in the morning yesterday in New York City with ICE agents, taking out some really bad guys. One of them was the gang leader that you saw on TV news where he was using a hatchet. I think it was in Colorado, Aurora, Colorado, the apartment complex that they went through and were chopping the deadbolts off of front doors and going in and raping and stealing from people. Kristi Noem and ICE captured him in New York yesterday. Tom Homan, absolutely, just flat out, if you're here illegally, you're gone. The worst first, and then we're coming after the rest of you. And oh, by the way, have you seen the traffic down at the border last couple of days? Non-existent. These people getting captured, so great of an idea what they're doing. As they got them in zip ties, handcuffs, putting them into the vehicles, they're videotaping them on iPhones, cell phones, as they make their statements. The one Haitian drug lord, hands behind his back, sitting in the back seat, F Trump. Thank you, President Obama and President Biden, for everything you've done for me. But F Trump. They slammed the door and hauled his butt away. This is absolutely what this country has needed, and I am so happy. Everything that's going down in the left-wing, mainstream, fake corporate news media, their heads are exploding, and they're exploding in so many directions they don't even know where to cry about next. Well, lastly, Senator Hawley went on to say, Kennedy told him he's going to support a ban on Title X funds going to organizations that promote abortion, and pledged that all of his HHS deputies are going to have pro-life stances. He told me he believes there are far too many abortions in the United States and that we cannot be the moral leader of the free world with abortion rates so high. Senator Hawley wrote on his Twitter X account. Well, you got to look at his religious upbringing. Kennedy is a Catholic. The Catholic Church has always been supposedly pro-life. Well, under this current pope, I'm not so sure, but he personally does not believe in abortion. And for him to tell Senator Hawley that he is going to absolutely make sure all of his deputies have a pro-life stance at the Department of Health and Human Services at the federal level, that's amazing. Now, I got a very, very simple question for 53 U.S. Senate Republicans. You ran on and told people throughout your political career that you're a Republican, that you're pro-life, you're pro-Second Amendment. Well, it's time to show it and vote. All 53 of you Republicans should vote for Kennedy's confirmation. And if Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins want to pull their liberal crap because they're from Alaska and from Maine, you go ahead. But Mitch McConnell, you've got a decision to make. If you vote with those two rhinos against Kennedy, J.D. Vance is going to come in and break the tie, and he will be confirmed anyway. But I think that is going to be his political death in the state of Kentucky if he comes out against Kennedy. That's my opinion. One of the things that you absolutely have to look at, folks, is the record speed by which Donald Trump has signed now over 368 executive orders in a week and 2 days. He's completely undone every single one of Biden's major policies that were done by executive orders. He's even gone after some of the legislative laws that the Congress and senators passed that Biden signed. And guess what? It's being challenged in court. But you know where it'll ultimately end up? In Donald Trump's United States Supreme Court. As far as Congress goes, as far as the Constitution goes, it's the president that authorizes the spending, especially when it comes to foreign aid. You cannot take that power away from a president when dealing with foreign countries. Congress does not have that authority. So it's going to be very interesting to see how these lawsuits go and see if they end up going all the way to the United States Supreme Court. But in the meantime, guess what? The money stays in our treasury. The money does not go out as Biden had authorized it to do. It's tied up in court. Fine, the money can sit there and draw interest. Going to be a new day in America, folks. It's happening already. I am amazed what he's been able to accomplish in 9 days. And again, he's got these liberals going in so many different directions. All these little fires that they're running around scrambling to put out. It's a brilliant strategy. Absolutely brilliant. Well, he's had 4 years to think about it. He's had 4 years to talk to different people. He's had 4 years to strategize and lay out a business plan on how he was going to do this. He got elected with a mandate, and now he's doing it. Absolutely love and support everything he's doing. And based on Sean Hannity's interview with President Zelensky of Ukraine last night, I think the Ukraine-Russian war is going to be ending here probably within the next week or two. Tariffs and locking down Russian goods is a threat, and Putin's going to cave. That's my prediction. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I got text messages. We're going to get caught up. Penny and St. Ignace, Chippewa County Jail currently is loaded with illegal aliens. Interesting. Have you guys seen ICE agents up there? The local law enforcement is going to work with them. Let's see. Greg O'Neill, the drug commercials are major Hollywood productions. Absolutely sick. Yep. Let's see. Nope, I'm going to deal with that later. That's not us. Anita, down in Florida, don't you think that Kennedy might be a ploy to do good in the Republican administration, and it sets him up real nice to run for president as a Democrat with all of his experience? No. And I'll tell you why. When he met with Donald Trump, he's, how old is he, 68, 72, I forget how old he is. He realized that he was not going to be president. He wasn't going to be able to win the Democratic nomination against Biden at the time. So he dropped out of the Democrat Party, ran as an independent. Independents, third parties never win. All they do is take votes away from a good candidate, and we end up with a weak president. He told Donald Trump that it was his life's mission to accomplish these things, make America healthy again, get rid of chronic disease in our country, make our children healthy, get rid of autism, get rid of all these chemicals that are in our foods. They cut a deal. You drop out, endorse me, and I will give you the opportunity to accomplish all the things that you want to accomplish. All the things you would want to accomplish if you were president, but you wouldn't have to deal with all the other crap of being president. You can focus on your life's missions, all the things that are important to you. I'll deal with the economy. I'll deal with foreign nations. I'll deal with tariffs and taxes and Congress and all the other crap. I'll make you my head of Health and Human Services, overseeing these 13 bureaucratic agencies. It's not about the power for Kennedy. Look at his uncle, John F. Kennedy, his father, President Kennedy's brother, who was Attorney General, and all the things that they did together. Now, he absolutely just wants to get these things done and then right off into the sunset. if he can pull this off in 4 years under Trump, and who knows if he still has more work to do, J.D. Vance may announce when he runs for president in 2028 that he's going to keep Kennedy on as the Secretary of HHS. This is going to be absolutely, absolutely unbelievable. So, no, I don't think that's what he's up to. Robert Pockmeyer, Roger City. Dwayne, drain the swamp. And he's also praying for Vicky. So is Tom and Karen Curtis. I appreciate all the prayers. Jeff, everybody, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going into Traverse City. Hopefully I'll be able to bring her home from the hospital today. While I'm there, Traverse City Post Office, I can send you rear window stickers from Traverse City today. You'll have them in your mailbox tomorrow or the next day. I need your help. We need to put rear window stickers on every vehicle in the 97.7 FM listening area. People who know this station, know my show, know the music that we play at noon. We need stickers on vehicles. This is the first month of the first quarter for the Nielsen's ratings, and we need to be aware of this station. People need to be aware of this station, top of mind. They need to see the sticker, tune into 97.7 FM, and tell others about it. We need the revenue. The way we get the revenue, folks, is with Nielsen ratings. Nielsen ratings will raise us to be recognized as a major station in our listening area. Sponsors will then, based on those ratings, they'll email us commercials and mail us a check. I don't have to go out and sell them on advertising on this show in this station. They will mail us the check and email us the commercials. Absolutely, absolutely need you to help us. So text me your name, your mailing address, your home, your office, your business, whatever, and how many stickers you can actually put on your vehicles. I know Tom, Karen Curtis at Curtis Gunsmithing, they have some. Randy Walker, your mailman up there in the Brutus area, wherever, Harbor Springs, wherever he's at, he's got some. We just sent him some. Do it for us. We greatly appreciate it. And I'll drop them in the mail today. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for all the prayers, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural.